Zookeepers in Gaza have come up with a unique way to draw visitors to their zoo by painting their donkeys. After the facility's only two zebras died of hunger, authorities decided to paint stripes on two white donkeys to save on costs. The stripes were painted on with women's hair dye. They may not be real, but children at the zoo don't seem to mind. And because they're not real zebras, the kids are allowed to touch them and even ride them. For MSNBC.com, I'm Becca Field.
DataWatch offers facial and voice recognition access control.
You are welcome to enter.
After enrolling an individual's facial image and unique voice characteristics, tenants are able to gain access by looking at the camera and/or by voice verification. This technology provides additional layers of security in granting access to any secured space, such as LAN rooms,
you are welcome to enter,
and other highly sensitive areas.
Tragically, the Mar-a-Land Zoo in Gaza lost a number of animals during the last conflict in the region, including two zebras who died of starvation. The keepers weren't able to replace them for a number of reasons, but they've come up with a creative way to keep the crowds coming in. They've essentially painted two of the donkeys black and white.
We did this for two reasons. First, we smuggle all the animals from Egypt through tunnels, but it's difficult to smuggle zebra because it's not an official trade. Secondly, it's very expensive to buy two of those zebra. It's approximately $15,000.
Indeed, a professional painter used French-manufactured hair colouring to make the donkeys simply look like zebras. It seems the attraction is popular with the locals too. Many children are delighted to see the animals up close, though some seem to treat the donkeys with a little less respect than perhaps they would a real zebra.
Every day, you're thankful for the ones you love. And every day, you promise to protect them. Trust our family to protect yours.
Think you know what kind of animal this is? Think again. It's not a zebra. Zookeepers in Gaza City have painted up their donkeys to look like zebras in hopes of drawing crowds to their dilapidated zoo. The zoo used to have two zebras, but they died of hunger earlier this year when they were neglected during the Israel-Hamas war. The popular animals were too expensive to replace, so keepers decided to design a pair of donkeys with black and white patterns instead. A professional painter used hair coloring to make the donkeys look like zebras. Many of the children visiting the zoo appeared delighted with the chance to see the animals up close, though some seemed to treat the donkeys with less respect than they probably would a real zebra. Aside from the two donkey zebras, the zoo also has an aging tigress, monkeys, a camel, and a selection of birds, rabbits, and cats. Myra Lopez, The Associated Press.
Even I hold you, and